9. Astronomy. Listen to a lecture in an astronomy class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Today I wanted to talk about black holes, but I have to say, I was surprised at the amount of emails I received in response to the last lecture. The confusion seemed to surround the main sequence stage in a star's life. In fact, one question in particular that kept on coming up in the emails was why stars send off more energy as they get older rather than when they first form. So, let's cover that. The first thing I want you to understand is the basic idea of how stars are created. Remember, when stars are being formed, energy is mostly created when the atoms from the gaseous materials that make up the star collide. Do you all follow what I'm talking about? Here, let me clarify. Basically, all the different atoms at the star's core crash into each other, creating heat energy. At this stage, the star is called a protostar. The protostar is not very bright, and doesn't really send out too much energy at all, at least not when compared with the output it will have as a main sequence star. That's just the stage where stars spend most of their lives. The most important thing to remember about this stage is that it's when the star begins to shrink. However, when the star reaches a certain age, hydrogen fusion begins in the star's core. It has now started undergoing the main sequence stage. One byproduct of hydrogen fusion is helium. This is important now, so please make sure you're paying attention. The fusion of hydrogen particles at the core causes some high temperature and high pressure reactions. This is where all that extra energy you all were asking me about in the emails comes from. Do you all get that? Let me reiterate that. During the main sequence stage in the lifespan of the star, hydrogen fusion occurs in the star's core. This causes high temperature reactions that result in the steady increase of the star's luminosity and temperature. Also remember that the star does eventually run out of fuel, energy, which is when the star begins to die. It'll probably make sense to you that bigger stars run out of fuel more quickly and therefore die out fairly quickly.
1. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
Today I wanted to talk about black holes, but I have to say, I was surprised at the amount of emails I received in response to the last lecture. The confusion seemed to surround the main sequence stage in a star's life. In fact, one question in particular that kept on coming up in the emails was why stars send off more energy as they get older rather than when they first form.
Why does the professor say this?
The confusion seemed to surround the main sequence stage in a star's life.
Two. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
At this stage, the star is called a protostar. The protostar is not very bright, and doesn't really send out too much energy at all, at least not when compared with the output it will have as a main sequence star.
Why does the professor say this?
At least not when compared with the output it will have as a main sequence star.
Three. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
This is where all that extra energy you all were asking me about in the emails comes from. Do you all get that?
Why does the professor say this?
Do you all get that?